Well, Jordan, well done. Two goals off the bench, the perfect impact, really, for a substitute.
Yeah, I mean, that's all. I couldn't have asked for more, really. I think it's been a long time coming, scoring goals for me, and I think the season started off for myself quite slowly, but I know I can do it, and I can do it in this league, and just needed that tiny bit of luck of a ball falling in the right spot, and me sort of getting in the right spot as well. This is obviously a massive thing for me, but over the moon, more delighted. Obviously, it's a bit of a cliche saying it's all about the 3 points, but it really is, and especially this time of the season when there's that many games coming thick and fast, and obviously you want to get as close to the top as you possibly can, and like we're doing, we're staying there, and surprising. I think we're surprising a lot of people, but we know we can do it, and it's all about just the momentum now and just keep going.
And you got off the mark at Shrewsbury a few weeks ago, a couple today, so you can really kickstart your season now.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I never stop trying. I think that's why like the coaches like me, and obviously keep giving me chances and stuff. And I mean, goals obviously are going to speak volumes as a striker. And for me, myself, it's just getting in positions, getting more chances, and hopefully I can continue this little goal run. So, yeah.
And it was hard yards against Chesterfield, wasn't it, the other night? Not the best of nights, but you've bounce back today in exactly the right way.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough. I mean, give credit to Chesterfield. They're a strong, tough team. They're good at this physical side and stuff. And I think just the different sort of formation, the little flip what we did today was just caught them off guard. I think they didn't expect it, playing two quick strikers up front. I mean, Milan did really well all game, and it's hard for him, obviously being a small lad like myself, trying to hold stuff up against two big defenders. But when you're playing it down the sides, I think not many teams could live off the pace that we've got. And you got the players behind us like Romain and Adam keeping like it shut. I think that's all we can ask for, really. Just keep going.
I think the telly showed that your first one was fractionally offside.
Somebody said, I don't care. I said I couldn't care less if it came off my bum, to be honest. As long as it goes in, I mean, that's all I want is to score goals. And if that little bit of luck I need is the one at Swindon where I was onside and I got given offside. Yeah. So I think it's just like small margins, but I'm glad I went my way this week.
And what sort of impact, I know it's very early on, has the new gaffer had, Sean O'Driscoll?
Yeah, I mean, he came in, he said he doesn't want to change a lot, just wants to tweak a few things, like you said, the formation of two like small strikers up front, like quick strikers. It's just stuff like that to give us an extra edge. I mean, teams sort of come here trying to stop us playing rather than them trying to win and then all for our counter-attack. But now we can do, we could do it before, but now we've did it, I think it's going to give us an extra dimension to our play.
And obviously a really healthy position to be in going into Christmas. You're 3 points off the top of the table, in the top two, and still with the game in hand.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're all thinking, all of us. We just want to like get promoted automatically. We don't want to be in the playoffs, but it's one of them ones we've got to just keep on pushing and keep getting these points. I mean, we're setting ourselves targets and how many points and stuff, and with how many games we've got and stuff. And so for us to just keep plugging away and getting the 3 points here and there, and obviously being hard to beat is a massive thing. I mean, first half, it wasn't the prettiest of games, but the lads are solid again. So it's credit to the defence and credit to the keeper and Adam, keeping it shut and that. So, yeah, we've got to keep on going and keep getting points.